bitch, please.
Oh, bitch, please, my ass.
Let's go to the zoo.
Let's do go to the zoo, and you better get there quickly because the Albuquerque Biopark is preparing to say goodbye to one animal, yet hello to another. And I think it's a pretty fair trade here. The Albuquerque Biopark is going to welcome a new baby elephant, Rosie.
Oh, no, I screwed it up. Sorry, go ahead, Rosie.
Is that the sound of the elephant or the sound of the giving birth?
I can't, it's too dry. I was going to give you the live elephant sound effect.
You know,
effect.
It is
so
really
sorry.
Dry, actually, because I had a chance to get up close and personal with Rosie at one of the behind-the-scenes tours at the zoo, and she snotted all over me with her trunk. It was one of the top moments of my life. Yeah, definitely wet, though. Anyway, Rosie is now old enough. She was a baby, and I have followed her for years on Instagram.
Oh, God.
But now she's giving birth to a baby calf, so they're preparing for that birth. But as they do, a 19-year-old elephant named Samson, who's been at the biopark for 14 years, is going to be heading up to the Oregon Zoo to join their world-renowned Asian elephant program.
Cool.
Who's graduating.
Moving on up.
It's kind of like graduate school. Getting his master's degree. Their zookeepers say he'll act as the big brother to the zoo's young male, Samudra. So,
Samudra.
We will miss you, Samson. Now, another...
No, still
that
not.
One was surprisingly wetter, though. No, it traveled. When was the last time you got sick? Because now your parts per million are on this side of the board.
You might want to put on your face mask.
Dude, with all the technology we have in here, and I asked you, do we have any animal sound effects? And you said you could do it live. Next time, I'm going to decline your very... God.
I'm sorry.
You almost made me say a bad word. Let us try to not get fined during this report if it's even possible. Now listen.
Yeah.
I think you're really going to enjoy this story.
I have a headache now. Go ahead.
It's a mystery. Wrapped inside a riddle, wrapped inside an enchilada, and stuffed inside an air duct in Minnesota. This happened at the Dayton's department store in Minneapolis, where they were doing some reconstruction at this historic site, and they found inside an air duct a perfectly mummified monkey.
Ew, why? Gross.
Well, that was the question everybody had. It was in an air duct on the seventh floor of the century-old building. Now, why?
I feel
the monkey's name was Mr. Peppers.
Okay.
I don't know because we still don't know the identity of it, but for the sake of the story, let's just call him that. Mr. Peppers was found in the air duct on the seventh floor. Now, a historic site called Old Minneapolis posted a photo of the monkey on its Facebook page, and they were soliciting answers. Like, does anybody know how in the hell a
Seriously?
Monkey that's mummified could end up in an air duct? Well, one of the site's co-administrators says for now the most likely answer that they got came from someone who posted on the page saying a longtime Dayton's employee told him that a monkey escaped from an eighth floor pet store back in the 1960s and made it into the air conditioning ductwork and was never found. Now, there's no way to verify that story, but what else are you going to come up with?
I mean, in short...
Gotta feed the monkey.
He was probably looking for food, man.
I wonder if what they're going to do with it, if they're going to send it in for testing or if they're going to have a funeral
How
for
bizarre.
It. But isn't that just bizarre?
Ew.
That is super, super weird. Okay, and lastly here.
Yeah.
Americans, we are polarized on just about everything when it comes to polls. You know, politics, religion. There are so many sharp divides in America right now. So it's good to see that there is one thing that almost all of us can get behind. And the 13% of you that don't want to get behind it, get out. Find another place to live. I'm talking about cheese, my friend.
Cheese? What kind of cheese? Tell me more.
All kinds of cheese. A poll of U.S. adults reveals the following. 87% say that they would give up coffee, chocolate, or alcohol before giving up cheese.
I totally agree. I mean, I feel so strongly about it, Erica Viking.
I did not achieve this position in life by having some snot-nosed punk leave my cheese out in the wind.
Seriously. 60% of these respondents say that they could name more than 5 cheese varieties at best. Oh, good for you. You can name 5 cheeses. I can name 50. In my sleep. With my mouth sewed shut. Thank you very much.
Filled with cheese.
And if that were the case, I'd want an IV of cheese. Bring it on. The nacho variety, of course. If they could, 90% say that they would eat multiple servings of cheese every day. When asked about favorite foods, 46% named cheese as their first or second choice. Upon the results of this poll, Donald Trump said he is now looking at banning cheese.
Oh, no.
Because it's more popular than him.
I mean, if you're going to be eating that much cheese, though, you're going to have to follow it up with... That's gumming up the works.
And that's your bitch cheese. I mean, please.
Bitch, please. Only on Coyote 102.5.
Come on, y'all. It's
It's your daily Odelay with the Hoff on Coyote 102.5.
Odelay!
It is the Daily Odelay on Coyote 102.5. News of the strange, weird, bizarre, silly, stupid, funny, ironic, local. Just things that are indeed going to make you say, Odelay. And we are experiencing a little technical difficulty because aside from both of us, nothing works here at Coyote 102.5. Erica Viking, it's the little power plug on the little black box towards the front of the cabinet there. If you would, just unplug it and replug it. It's the round one. This is a fascinating Daily Odelay report so far. Live radio, it's terribly exciting. Nope, not that one. See, what had happened was, right before we came on the air, nope, not that one either, our mouse froze. Erica, you get on. Let me do it. Come here. Our mouse froze, and I'm also, well, Erica is the resident chief security officer. I am the resident engineer. And so never should the streams cross. She had no idea what she was doing down there. Let me jump on it.
And the thing is that if you can just start unplugging things, but I feel like maybe if the first most obvious one didn't work, stop unplugging things. Just go ahead and let him do it.
Come look. This is
the one?
That's the one!
Well, how am I supposed to know that's round if it's plugged in?
Oh my God!
You can't tell it's round until it's unplugged.
Use your eye holes, lady. All right, it is the Daily Odelay.
Next time, I'm just going to do trial and error because your description sucks.
Hey, I painted you an elaborate mind picture.
Of 18,000 jumbled cords, and you say pick the round one, which nothing down there is round, unless you unplug it to see that it's round.
Next time
I'm going to do all of them.
Unbelievable.
And you're welcome for the help.
Thank you so much. It's really a lot. Okay.
Do you even want to continue with it, or should
we
just dump out?
No. Here, take a listen.
It's like living with a six-year-old.
That's in reference to us working together. But here is the story. One story today. We talked already about how you need to be extra careful today when you're driving, when you're smoking, if you're doing anything because of the gusty winds we're having. That is all very important, but it all pales in comparison.
To what?
To this warning that you must heed, because a woman fell victim to this in Florida, and it's just, it's really unfortunate that this happened to her. Kenesha Posey was driving in a vehicle as the passenger with one other person. The car was driving a bit erratically, and so they were pulled over. When the officer approached the vehicle, he said that he could smell an odor of marijuana and
reeking of cat urine.
Bad combination going on in that car. So he
charged for that.
So he asks Kenesha Posey and the driver to step out of the vehicle so he can search it. They do. And the officer looks in Kenesha's purse, where he finds two Ziploc baggies. In one is marijuana.
Okay.
In the other is cocaine.
Cocaine is a hell of a drug.
When the officer asked Kenesha why she has cocaine and marijuana in her purse, she said, "Officer, I don't know how it got there. We were driving with the windows down, and it's an awfully windy day here in Florida.
Oh my God.
And these drugs must have somehow gotten blown into the car and mysteriously landed in my purse." The officer clearly did not buy this.
If you're going to go with that excuse, say some driver went by and threw it into your window and you were looking for a safe place to pull over to get rid of it.
We were coming to the nearest police station. He arrested her, at which point she did somewhat start to fess up and say,
"From time to time, I smell like I just smoked some marijuana, probably because I just did.
And don't mind this powder on my nose." But her defense was,
"I didn't know what I was putting into my body."
Orale.
So the moral of the story is, don't end up like Kenesha Posey today. With these gusty winds we'll be experiencing in Albuquerque, make sure you have those windows rolled up tight.
Or be a better liar.
That too. That is your Daily Odelay. Wow.
We've had some difficulty in the studio this morning.
The mouse froze like literally 2 seconds before we had to go live. And without the function of the mouse, Wayne, we can't make all the ha-has and drop-drops and poop-poops and whatnot. So we were a bit handcuffed.
Really? Because you were doing my elephant sound effects live this morning. That didn't require
damn it
anything but a lack of talent. And a few paper towels because of the wetness factor. Congratulations, man. Whatever it takes to get him to stop.
I'm lightheaded.
And then to top it all off, Viking, I was so enraged, so hulked out after we got off with the Daily Odelay because the mouse was not working. I slammed my headphones down
and
on the console.
Didn't you?
And now I can't hear out of the right headphone. Stupid.
It is like dominoes in here. One thing breaks and we break the rest of it.
Pretty much.
And that's how we solve problems.
Through the monitor next. Monitor, you've been looking at me cross-eyed all morning. I've had it.
See you tomorrow morning around 5 a.m.
It's the last time, Coyote 102.5 Studios. The last time.
You've been had. You've been took. You've been hoodwinked.